Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Give me the latest on Jason Jenkins, Tennessee defensive lineman who's in the portal, out of the portal, or not. What can you tell me about Jason Jenkins, according to some reporting by, I believe, On Three was the first?
Yes, so Jason Jenkins had reportedly entered the transfer portal yesterday. And it was kind of frustrating for me because I was trying to deal with a lot of stuff, getting it out. And I'm like, oh, I got to get this news out. And of course, the minute I get it out last night, breaks overnight that he never actually entered the portal. He was going to reverse course and decided not to enter the portal. And so never even filled out his paperwork. So he's back at Tennessee. I wrote it could mean one of two things. It could mean that certain hybrid defensive linemen, that's what I call them, like Dominic Bailey, who is 6'6", 280, and others have really emerged and are starting to make an impact. Or that the 2021 season, when they ran Caleb Herring and Jaquan Blakely a lot, is not commonplace for the future of Tennessee, because I feel like maybe Rodney Garner doesn't want hybrid three technique, five technique defensive lineman. Maybe he wants a specific three technique lineman, a specific four technique lineman, and a specific five technique lineman.
Go ahead and hit that like button, that subscribe button. Here are my thoughts on the Jenkins situation, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Boundless Moving. Boundless Moving in East Tennessee and in Charlotte, North Carolina. From the two-hour minimum to the turnkey operations, tell them Off the Hook Sports sent you. They have you covered. Boundless Moving, again, Google Boundless Moving. They handled my move. They should handle yours. Here's the one thing about Jenkins that I wonder if this arose. If somebody sat down with him and said, listen, you're not going to get a better deal. You're on the verge of being a good, not a great player. You should hang out at Tennessee, and this Spire group is going to get you enough to get by and see how things develop. And speaking of develop, you have a guy named Rodney Garner that can develop you to a high level. But I think the argument to get Jenkins to stay, if they even had to make an argument, would have been pretty easy and pretty strong.
No, you're probably right. And I think that's what's so lost in the shuffle of players transferring all the time looking to play somewhere else. When you're in a good situation at a school, you got a scholarship that's going to be honored. You got an NIL collective that's going to pay you pretty well. You may not play as much as you want. You may not be turned into an NFL draft pick the way you want, but you also got a free degree in hand at the end of the day. And again, for most players, and I would say Jenkins falls into this category, that free ride is he's in the 60 percentile, which is the free ride is more valuable than the money he's going to generate as a player.
Agreed. So today's tough question is this: would you take a player, and we realize that Jenkins is not the perfect example, right? But would you take a player back that entered the transfer portal? What would you say to that and why?
I would take a player back who entered the portal. I think it's fair for players to sometimes keep their options open. Now, again, some players that they enter, I wouldn't take them back. It would depend on how good they were, but
Now, we're assuming, for the sake of this argument, we're assuming that they were good enough to play.
Yes. Yes. I take him back. I mean, if Amari Thomas enters the portal and says, I want to entertain just kind of my options and then decides to come back, I take Amari Thomas back. I don't think it's any different than in the pros when a player's contract is up and they're exploring the free agent market and they're negotiating with other teams and you still end up keeping them. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you're negotiating with other teams. You know, you can go. I would still take them. I would still try to negotiate a deal to keep them. Now, if I can't afford them, that's fine. Best of luck. Go where you're going to go. But I got no issue with, I mean, yeah, I'd take a player back if he entered the portal.
Okay, it's different to me, and it needs to remain different. The NFL is a business. College, I know, is a business, so don't make fun of me for saying that it's not. But there is some nostalgia there where you grow up rooting for a particular school. So I'm more of the mindset, and I've told you this before, that you pay the guy his two-week notice and you let him hit the door early. If he comes to you and tells you he's transferring, I'm not even exaggerating. I would be so hardcore, his locker would be cleaned out by the end of the day. You tell me you're because here's my fear, and I'm not doing this to be mean, Caleb. I'm really not, and I want to hear what people think on the message board if this is mean. I'm not doing this to be mean. I just don't want to bring a guy back that may not be happy, that may be a malcontent, that Caleb could then disrupt team chemistry. That's my biggest concern.
See, I'm not going to make fun of you for that thought. I will make fun of you for the college football's about pageantry and love. And it's not a bit. Okay, I'm going to make fun of you for that. But I won't make fun of you for the team chemistry part because I'm the one who said that in this age of NIL, team chemistry is invaluable. You know, John Adams and I, funny enough, had a debate yesterday about that because I said that Michigan went completely against the grain while every other team was rushing to pay players in the open portal market for NIL. Michigan said, let's spend all our money to keep all of our players from last year and have the best chemistry. And by the way, that's why they won a national title, because they weren't the most talented team last year. They were just the most disciplined team last year because of that chemistry. So I get your point on that. I don't know if entering the portal by itself, though, disrupts team chemistry if a player comes back. I mean, you know, I just, it's hard for me to think that would disrupt team chemistry.
Well, now, Elias brings up a really good point. Entirely depends on how they went about it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, so if a guy comes to you and says, hey, Coach Calhoun, my family is having some real financial problems. One of my parents has leukemia. The medical bills are through the roof. I've got to shop myself around to get the most money I can right now. That's a lot different from, Dad, blame it, Coach. I'm just not playing enough. I mean, that sounds a lot different, right? Or I want to get closer to home to be close to an ailing family member. That sounds a lot different. And I'm going to have trouble having any issue with that. But I have the issue with, you're just not playing me enough. I'm out.
Okay, so you're thinking the you're along the lines of, you know, to go basketball, the Tyler Smith route, where Tyler Smith was committed to Tennessee and then backed out, went to Iowa, and then the hardship with his father transferred back to Tennessee. Yes. Okay, I get what you're saying. What if it's something like this? The defensive lineman goes, hey, coach, you know, this D-line coach at this other school has promised me that I would start right here, right away, and I could be a major factor if I transferred. And then Rodney Garner then comes and says, well, you know, you don't really want to trust that D-line coach. I know a good bit about him. He might be lying to you, and let me tell you about what you could do here. And then the player says, okay, I'll stay. What do you do then? Do you if he has a conversation with you about what he's being offered by other schools?
My conversation is as simple as this. You have a contact phone number with your collective that you work with. Make that phone call. See the most you can get. But the amount you get or your leverage against me will not affect your playing time. Because you cannot let leverage affect the playing time. And let's be honest, Caleb, you could lie to the kid. You could say, well, we're going to take care of you because we know you could have got more playing time at Louisville. But then when October rolls around, is he really getting more playing time?
No, exactly. That's where I'm at. But that, I guess the reason I'm bringing that up is, look, kids act rashly at 18 and 19. I did sometimes. And I do think you – and it's we forget. How often have we seen coaches, you know, forgive 18 and 19 year olds for breaking the law because they acted rashly? Okay. It's like, if you're going to forgive that, can't forgive them for maybe rashly entering a portal for a minute when they maybe shouldn't have.
This is closer to being Dwight, the guy in the office who's annoying, than it is OJ Simpson of breaking laws, right?
This is just exactly. The
way you carry yourself. This is not breaking any moral obligations to those above or any of the situations. So that's very fair.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.